From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. An addictive drug found online for cheap is showing up in Texas. Details in a few minutes. We'll begin in Fort Worth. The city will soon hire a new police chief after Jeffrey Halstead stepped down last year. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports the top job won't be easy.
When the new Fort Worth police chief gets started, he or she will have some internal fence mending to do. In the last year, four black officers have filed lawsuits against the department and former chief alleging racial discrimination. Similar charges came out of the Latino Officers Association. Pastor Talvin Pope of Bridging the Gap Ministries says the next chief needs to fix systemic problems.
I think we need to do away with the good old boy program, you know, my buddies and promoting my friends, and start really going in the ranks and looking at those who have worked hard and who really deserve the promotion.
The six finalists for the job appeared at a public forum last week. There, the focus was on shoring up the relationship between Fort Worth's diverse communities and the police department that serves them. And that makes sense, given protests in North Texas and across the country over police treatment of communities of color. Joel Fitzgerald is chief of police in Allentown, Pennsylvania. If he's chosen, he'd become Fort Worth's first black chief.
You can't build trust in a community when you need it. You have to get it well beforehand.
Ann Kirkpatrick knows that well. She's bidding to be Fort Worth's first permanent female chief. Before she became a police trainer for the FBI, Kirkpatrick led the Spokane, Washington Police Department, taking the reins at a time of turmoil. She said it took years to rebuild trust.
One event can totally erode relationships. When we talk about trust, we're actually also talking about the legitimacy. Are our police departments viewed as being legitimate?
San Antonio Assistant Police Chief Jose Benales sees a fairly straightforward prescription for officers.
By listening, by being able to explain your actions, provide them some certain level of equity, and then leave them with their dignity.
Two of Fort Worth's assistant police chiefs are in the running. Abdul Pridgen, who's African-American, says he would build on successful community policing strategies like getting the top brass out to walk the streets and meet residents.
That's how they get to know who you are, identify you as a person, and that's how you build respect, rapport, and understanding, which ultimately increases the relationships. And when you have wonderful relationships, that helps you solve crime.
Kenneth Dean, the other local, also praised programs that put cops into contact with everyday people.
You got a personal individual who you could call, who you could talk to, who you could reach out to in order to discuss the problems, find solutions, find people who can help you with those solutions.
The sixth candidate, Kenneth Munden, retired from the Houston Police Department. He pointed to a huge Labor Day rally in downtown Fort Worth showing solidarity with the police department.
I see what's happening in the country, across the country, and it's disturbing. I see what's happening in Fort Worth. You guys have a rally to support your police officers while everybody else is denigrating their police officers.
City Manager David Cook will have final say over who to hire. He has yet to announce a timeline for the decision. From Fort Worth, I'm Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
On Mondays, we explore health issues in our series Vital Signs. Today, a synthetic drug that's caused chaos in Florida and has now begun to show up in Texas. It's called Flacca, and it's posing serious risk for the young people who use it. I talked about Flacca with Dr. Joanne Schulte, a toxicologist with the North Texas Poison Center.
Flacca means skinny little girl or skinny young girl, and it's street slang. How it got attached to that drug, I don't know. And it's sometimes called gravel as well because the crystals, which are pink or white, look like gravel. Huh. So I don't know which is the better name.
Well, the real name is what, alpha-PVP?
Basically, there's a plant that's used in West Africa called khat, K-H-A-T. Mm-hmm. And they use it in the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia, up into Saudi Arabia as a way to relax, get high. This drug is a synthetic derivative of that plant.
And similar to what are called bath salts.
Yes. They're the cathinoids. They're a derivative of khat, a synthetic derivative. They impact the central nervous system by making norepinephrine, which is a neurotransmitter, last longer. And when it lasts longer, you get some of the behavioral effects. I think you've probably heard or seen about some of the reports from Florida where there are people trying to break into police headquarters that are very agitated. It's called excited delirium. And the people tend to be really aggressive and restless, and they can end up with kidney and muscle injury damage, heart problems, so all kinds of things.
And this state can last quite a while.
Yeah, it can go for several weeks.
What are symptoms of this?
You're going to be agitated, hard to control, combative. Think of it as normally you take an action with your arm. That's helped by a neurotransmitter. And when you stop, the neurotransmitter stops because you've stopped the action. These drugs interfere with the inactivation of the neurotransmitters, and so it's like you're on edge, though, and you stay on edge until that wears off.
Where is this stuff coming from? China, you can order it from?
China and parts of Asia. You order it on the internet and it arrives. And what typically happens with this and a lot of the other designer drugs is that they come in from Asia, people order them on the internet, and then they get into the distribution system here.
Are they illegal?
Yes.
The calls that you are getting regarding FLACA or what may be FLACA, does it tend to be adult students?
It's been adolescents and young adults.
Is this one of the reasons for this because it's cheap?
Yes, it's about $5 a hit.
So you're just starting to see this problem in Texas?
We're just starting to see this problem in Texas, yeah. We've had 4 calls at the Poison Control Center at Parkland, the North Texas Poison Center, this year. 2014, the Drug Enforcement Network and their labs have found it in Texas. It was 3.6% of the bath salts that were seized. So there's other bath salts around, and it's not nearly as common as heroin or meth or other drugs.
Anything that can be done to curb this, or is it just a matter of time before it grows?
I don't know that it's a matter of time before it grows. I think it's a matter of making people really aware of what they're ordering and that they don't know what they're ordering necessarily, and it can be contaminated with other things. I mean, in a way, it's like Prohibition was back in the 1920s. People wanted to drink that booze, but they sure didn't know what was in it, and you could get methanol in it and go blind. So it's the same thing. There are new drugs being synthesized, but there's not exactly the FDA safety and efficacy standards involved in what you get on the internet.
Dr. Joanne Schulte, thank you for being with me.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Joanne Schulte is a toxicologist with the North Texas Poison Control Center at Parkland Hospital. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.